Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 22, Part 2. Qualities of Sri Krishna Further Explained, Numbers 51 through 55. 51. Changeless. Krishna does not change his constitutional position, not even when Krishna appears in this material world. Ordinary living entities have their constitutional spiritual positions covered. They appear in different bodies, and under the different bodily conceptions of life, they act. But Krishna does not change his body. Krishna appears in his own body and is therefore not affected by the modes of material nature. In the first canto, 11th chapter, verse 38 of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is thus stated, Etad ishanam ishasya prakriti stopi tad gunai na yujyate sadatmastayar yata buddhistad ashraya. The special prerogative of the Supreme Controller is that he is not at all affected by the modes of material nature. The practical example of this is that even devotees who are under the protection of the Lord are also not affected by the modes of material nature. To overcome the influence of material nature is very difficult, but the devotees or saintly persons who are under the protection of the Lord are not affected. So what need is there to speak of the Lord himself? To be more clear, although the Lord sometimes appears in this material world, Krishna has nothing to do with the modes of material nature, and so Krishna acts with full independence in his transcendental position. That is the special quality of the Lord. 52. All cognizant. Any person who can understand the feelings of all persons and who can also understand all incidents in all places at all times is called all cognizant. A nice example of the all cognizant quality of the Lord is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 15th chapter, verse number 11. This is in connection with Durvasa Muni's visit to the house of the Pandavas while they were in the forest. Once, Duryodhana arranged for Durvasa and his men to reach the place of the Pandavas just when the Pandavas' lunchtime ended, so that the Pandavas would be caught without sufficient means to feed such a large number of guests. Knowing Duryodhana's plan, Krishna came to the Pandavas and asked their wife, Draupadi, if there were any remnants of food which she could offer to Krishna. Draupadi offered Krishna a container in which there was only a little fragment of some vegetable preparation, and Krishna at once ate it. At that moment, all of the sages accompanying Durvasa were taking bath in the river. But when Krishna felt satisfaction from eating Draupadi's offering, they also felt satisfaction and their hunger was gone. Because Durvasa and his men were unable to eat anything more, they went away without coming into the house of the Pandavas. In this way, the Pandavas were saved from the wrath of Durvasa. Duryodhana had sent Durvasa and his entourage because Duryodhana knew that since the Pandavas would not be able to receive such a large number of guests, Durvasa would become angry and the Pandavas would be cursed. But Krishna saved the Pandavas from this calamity by his trick and by Krishna's all-cognizant quality. 53. Ever fresh. Krishna is always remembered, and Krishna's name is always chanted by millions of devotees. But the devotees never become satiated. Instead of becoming disinterested in thinking of Krishna and disinterested in chanting Krishna's holy name, the devotees get newer and newer impetus to continue the process. Therefore, Krishna is ever fresh. And not only Krishna himself, but also Krishna's knowledge is ever fresh. Bhagavad Gita, which was imparted 5,000 years ago, is still being read repeatedly by many, many men, and still new light is always being found in it. Therefore, Krishna and Krishna's name, fame, qualities, everything in relationship with Krishna is ever fresh. All the queens at Dwaraka were goddesses of fortune. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 11th chapter, verse 33, Yadyapi asau parshvagato raho gatas, tathapi tasyangri yugam navam navam, pade pade ka virameta tat padach, chalapi yach trier najahati karhechit. The goddesses of fortune are very fickle and restless, so no one can consistently captivate them. Thus, one's luck will always change at some time. But yet, the goddesses of fortune could not leave Krishna for even a moment when they were residing with Krishna at Dwaraka. So this means that Krishna's attraction is ever fresh, for even the goddesses of fortune cannot leave the company of Sri Krishna. And regarding Krishna's attractive features being ever fresh, there is this statement by Radharani in the Lalita Madhava, in which Krishna is compared to the greatest sculptor, because Krishna is expert in chiseling at the chastity of women. In other words, although chaste women may follow the rules and regulations of Vedic principles to become ever faithful to their husbands, Krishna is able to break their stone-like chastity with the chisel of Krishna's beauty. Most of the girlfriends of Krishna were married, but because Krishna was their friend before their marriages, they could not forget Krishna's attractive features, which were always fascinating to them, even after their marriages. 54. Sachid Ananda Vigraha. Krishna's transcendental body is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Sat means ever existing for all time and in all places. In other words, all pervading in time and space. Chit means full of knowledge. Krishna has nothing to learn from anyone. Krishna is independently full of all knowledge. Ananda means the reservoir of all pleasure. The impersonalists are seeking to merge into the Brahman effulgence of eternity and knowledge, but the major portion of the absolute pleasure, which is in Krishna, is thus avoided by them. One can enjoy the transcendental blissfulness of merging into the Brahman effulgence only after being freed from the contamination of material illusion, false identification, attachment, detachment, and material absorption. These are the preliminary qualifications of a person who can realize Brahman. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita that one has to become full of joyfulness. But this is not exactly joyfulness, but a sense of freedom from all anxieties. Freedom from all anxieties may be the first principle of joyfulness, but it is not actual joyfulness. Those who realize the self, or who become Brahma Bhuta, are only preparing themselves for the platform of real joyfulness. And that joyfulness can be actually achieved only when one comes into contact with Krishna. Krishna consciousness is so complete that it includes the transcendental pleasure derived from impersonal or Brahman realization. Even the impersonalist will become attracted to the personal form of Krishna known as Shyama Sundara. It is confirmed by the statement of the Brahma Samhita that the Brahman effulgence is but the bodily rays of Krishna. The Brahman effulgence is simply an exhibition of the energy of Krishna. Krishna is the source of the Brahman effulgence, as Krishna himself confirms in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmano hi pratishtaham amritasya vyayasya cha shaspatasya cha dharmasya sukasya kanti kasya cha. And I, Krishna, am the basis of the impersonal Brahman, which is immortal, imperishable, and eternal. It is the constitutional position of ultimate happiness. So from this we can conclude that the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth is not the ultimate end, but that Krishna himself is the ultimate end of the Absolute Truth. Therefore, the members of the Vaishnava schools never try to merge into the Brahman effulgence in their pursuit of spiritual perfection. They accept Krishna as the ultimate goal of self-realization. Therefore, Krishna is called Para-Brahman, or the Supreme Brahman, or Parameshwara, the Supreme Controller. Sri Yamuna Acharya has prayed as follows. O my dear Lord, I know that the gigantic universe and gigantic space and time within the universe are covered by the 10 layers of the material elements, each layer 10 times larger than the previous one. The 3 modes of nature, the Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, the Kshirodakashayi Vishnu, the Mahavishnu, and beyond them the spiritual sky and all of its spiritual planets, which are known as Vaikunthas, and the Brahman effulgence in that spiritual sky, all of these taken together are nothing but a small exhibition of your potency. 55. Possessing all mystic perfections. There are many standards of perfection. The highest material perfections obtained by perfect yogis are listed as 8. To become the smallest of the small, to become the greatest of the great, etc. But all of these material perfections, as well as all spiritual perfections, can be found fully in the personality of Sri Krishna. Thus ends Chapter 22, Part 2, Qualities of Krishna Further Explained, Numbers 51 through 55. Recorded February 23rd, Varaha Dwadashi, in the year 2020, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of ISKCON. Om Tat Sat.